Hey, Randy, did you ever hear the one about how a lost wristwatch launched the career of a legendary improvisational comic?
Can't say that I have, Steve. You want to run that one by me again?
But just stay tuned, my friend, so you can learn some real comedy history.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan. And in 1948, encouraged by his new bride, Jonathan Winters entered a talent contest simply to win a new wristwatch to replace one he had lost. Well, of course he won, and that led to early jobs in radio and television, where he honed his improv skills and developed a mix of quirky characters that he unleashed in beer commercials and stand-up gigs. Here's some classic Winters from one of his early comedy records.
You know, this gambling out here, I don't know how you're doing. I did pretty badly. But I failed mathematics in school. You stand out there at the table, you know, all right, I'm the combat number 16 coming out there. That's all, fella. What do you mean, that's all?
That's all, buddy.
Oh, I didn't see you, Tiny. Mm-hmm. That's kidding. Go to the bathroom, fella. See you around. On my way, buddy. But I stick with those machines, you know, because I know fruit when I see it, you know. All you have to, oh, yeah, keep pulling them, man.
By the 1960s, Winters was a fixture on TV and in major motion pictures. He was a gifted mimic and able to create a menagerie of imaginary characters seemingly out of thin air. Some of his most memorable fictitious personalities included the rural hick, Elwood P. Suggins, lovable drunk, Harold Nirmlinger, and of course, everyone's favorite sassy old lady, the inimitable Maud Frickert. Here's Jonathan as Maud from the album Jonathan Winters Wings It.
Before you children go to bed, it's this simple. There's me and your dad. Like I say, he's working at North American tonight, and he's not here. When you kids are in your pads, we're in our pad. Now, here's your dad. You know how big he is? 6'2". Big stud. And there's me, frail, 120. But fun. Well, we lay there. A lot of you kids, say to yourself, what are they doing? What are they doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. We ain't watching Johnny Carson.
Winters hosted his own TV show in the early 70s called The Wacky World of Jonathan Winters, and later was cast as Robin Williams' son in the final season of Mork and Mindy. In the 90s, he co-starred with Randy Quaid in the ABC sitcom Davis Rules, and he voiced numerous animated TV series and films.
Jonathan Winters worked right up until his death in 2013 at the age of 87. Although he was sometimes unpredictable to work with due to bipolar disorder, he was an inspiration to countless comics, including Robin Williams, Johnny Carson, Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, and Jim Carrey. He was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 1999.
You can find out more about Jonathan Winters and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.